Good evening, everyone. My name is Councillor Nick DeBoer. I now call this Planning and Development Committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who have a pecuniary interest? And seeing none, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I will read out the titles of the items on the agenda, and members of the Planning and Development Committee will be asked that the item be held by pressing their to speak button. Any items not held tonight or not held, the motion will be deemed approved, and no further discussion on the item will happen tonight, and the recommendation will go to the council meeting for consideration next week. So the first item is Staff Report 2019-36, Proposed Townwide Zoning Bylaw Amendment to Permit Cannabis Production Facilities. Councillor Sinclair. Staff Report 2019-51, to approve Environmental Implementation Report, EIR, and Functional Servicing Report, FSR, Mayfield West Phase 2, Stage 1, Secondary Plan. Approved on consent. Heritage Caledon Committee Report dated April 15, 2019. Approved on consent. Notice of motion, request to update regarding Bolton Residential Expansion Study, BRES. Approved on consent. Notice of motion, reduction engineering securities for industrial and commercial development. Councillor Groves. Confidential staff report 2019-16, litigation including matters before an administrative tribunal affecting the municipality, 17923 Shaw's Creek, the Pinckney House proposed settlement heritage designation. Councillor Sinclair. Heritage Caledon Committee report dated April 15, 2019. Approved on consent. Okay, thank you. We will move now into the public meeting portion of this evening's agenda. There are two public meetings tonight on the agenda. RZ 15-08, application proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ 15-08-12544, Regional Road 50, Part 3, Concession 6, Albion, Ward 5. And RZ 18-6, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ 18-06, 0 Mount Pleasant Road, Part Lot 27, Concession 8, Albion, Ward 4. The purpose of the public meeting is to gather input from the public concerning the applications. Any members of the public who have written concerns or appeals dealing with the applications being heard should be directed to the town clerk's office. Any interested people wishing further notification regarding the applications is advised to clearly print their name and address on the notification sheet located outside the council chambers. Following the presentation, members of the public will be invited to the podium to state their concerns for the public record and provide their comment. Following the public's comments, members of council will be invited to ask questions of the presenter regarding the information contained within the presentation. Please note that council members are here tonight to listen to the comments from the public and are not here to provide an opinion or to debate the matter. So we'll now move to the public meeting for RZ 15-8, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ 1508, and that's 12544 Regional Road 50, Part Lot 3, Concession 6, Albion, Ward 5. And I will now ask Melissa Moore, community planner for community services, to confirm that notification was conducted in the manner of the Planning Act for the meeting tonight.
Through the Chair, in accordance with the Ontario Plan Act, a notice of public meeting was mailed to all landowners within 120 metres, or approximately 400 feet, of the property. In addition, the notice of public meeting was placed in the Caledon Enterprise and in the Caledon Citizen on March 28th, 2019, and posted on the Town of Caledon's website.
Okay, thank you. Now call upon Pira Becker-Doma, intern architect, junior planner, Nathan Mulhora, principal of N Architect Inc., to begin the presentation. Go ahead. You've got 10 minutes.
Good evening, Chairperson, members of council. I would like to start by thanking the chairperson and members of council for this meeting to get this planning files moving. Do we have the slides on? While staff trying to get the presentation on, I can continue. An architecture has applied for an amendment to the zoning bylaw to permit vehicle washing establishment. Yes. To permit a vehicle washing establishment, a body shop, and a convenience store. And the subject site, it's located west of Highway 50, and it's approximately 0.58 hectares. It's rectangular in shape. Towards this portion of the subject site, I think we have Starbucks and Popeyes, and we have automobiles service facility on the other side of Highway 50. And it's pretty much an industrial area. The current zoning is zoned as highway commercial.
Can you speak into the mic because
we have heard? Okay. Okay. Yes, it's zoned highway commercial currently in the zoning bylaw. And the application to amend the zoning bylaw is to permit the car wash, the body shop, and the convenience shop. Planning policies have been considered with regards to this application, and the application complies and meets the intent of planning documents. The provincial policy statement 2014 was considered, the growth plan for the Greater Golden Horseshoe was considered, as well as the Region of Peel's official plan and the Town of Caledon's official plan. And these planning policies were considered, and the proposal complies and meets the intent of these planning policies. And I would like to say that currently the site is vacant, and it's a little bit dumpy, if you would permit my language. So the proposal hopes to revitalize the public space with the introduction of the gas station, the car wash, the body shop, the convenience shop. It's going to enhance the public realm in the area. And not just enhancing the public realm, it's going to create employment for the local neighborhood. And we feel it's going to be a breath of fresh air for the area. It's going to be a beacon of urban revitalization, if I may use that word. So we have the site plan, and we have two buildings on the site plan. We have the convenience store and offices above. We have a four-pump gas bar. We have the car wash and the body shop. Highway 50 is a regional road, and the proposal meets all the road widening requirements for the region, We have been coordinating with regional staff to make sure that things go smoothly. And towards the back of the lot, we have a pond, and it's a TRC regulated area. We have been coordinating with TRC as well. There was some concerns with regards to the potential for red side days in the pond. So we have coordinated with the Ministry of Natural Resources. Red side days is not going to be a problem. The Ministry of Natural Resources has no opposition to the proposal. Like I mentioned earlier, we are trying to enhance the look and feel of the urban space, and we believe that the proposal would enhance the public realm. Previously on the subject site, there was an old building, and staff had some heritage concerns. Then Schneider Heritage Consulting was retained to prepare a heritage impact report. The heritage building on the site is no more. It was demolished in 2016. And with that, staff do not have any further concerns with regards to the heritage features previously on the site. The proposal meets the urban design policy intent of the official plan. High quality materials would be used on the facades. The proposal would also incorporate aesthetic landscape features. I'm aware, like, part of this frontage is a gateway area, and we are really concerned with providing a very, high-end, but a very aesthetically appealing public realm, such that when people come in, the first thing they see is not a dumpy lot, but a really very nice-looking lot. And I think I mentioned this earlier, there was some environmental concerns with regards to the TRCA and the pond. TRCA have their concerns, and their comments have been addressed. Part of the TRCA's comments, they want to know how we're going to treat the pond. There would be silt fences and sediment control fences during construction to prevent silt from construction from going into the pond. We also have a landscape and arborist report. Trees will be planted on the site to replenish the existing trees that may be taken out. A traffic impact study was conducted by the traffic consultants. The recommendation from the traffic study, there's not going to be any signalizations with regards to traffic. They are very limited issues. Stormwater management was also considered, site servicing and drainage, and we have the renderings. I believe I mentioned this earlier, we're trying to go with a heritage feel for the proposal and just generally creating a very nice and aesthetic public realm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public this evening who wish to come and make a comment? And seeing none, Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your presentation. And you're absolutely right, the area is very unattractive, so I think this would be a nice addition. Just a couple of questions, though, with respect to employees. You said, how many people are you looking to employ there? Perfect. Thank you. And you've been working with the region, because I know you said the road widening, so you've worked with the region.
Yes.
On road widening and also access, because I know the region is not allowing full movement on Highway 50, full access on Highway 50. So are you okay with the right in, right out, it'll work on your site?
We're currently coordinating with...
Speak this way.
We're currently coordinating with... staff at the region, and I believe there were some concerns towards the access point and the easements with the neighbor, so both lots could share one entrance. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you need some help down at the region, happy to do that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay. And seeing no further questions, I call close this portion of the meeting tonight. Thank you very much for your.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll now move to public meeting RZ18-06, application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment RZ18-06, Zero Mount Pleasant Road, Part Lot 27, Concession 8, Albion, Ward 4. I will now ask Leanna Lee Yates Senior Planner, Community Services, to confirm that notification for tonight's meeting was held with in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meeting concerning this matter.
Thank you. Through the Chair, in accordance with the Planning Act, notice of the public meeting was printed in the Caledon Enterprise and Caledon Citizen on Thursday, March 28, 2019, and notice was mailed out to all landowners within 120 meters of the property on March 28, 2019. In addition, notice of the meeting was posted on the town's website on March 27, 2019.
Thank you, Ms. Lee Yates. And I'll call Mark Jacobs, planner, Bulgari Group, to begin your presentation. I got that wrong, didn't I?
That's okay.
Go ahead, you got 10 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of Council, and everyone else here. My name is Mark Jacobs. I'm with the Bigliari Group, and here on behalf of Tropical Land Development. We have submitted draft plan of subdivision and rezoning applications for residential development in the Palgrave Estate residential community. I'd like to begin with an overview of the surrounding area. Our site is on the west side of Mount Pleasant Road, about a kilometer south of Highway 9. There is existing estate residential housing to the north and to the west. The Caledon Equestrian Park is located further to the west. Directly to east of our site across Mount Pleasant Road is another subdivision, Beaver Hall Homes Development, which is draft plan approved and currently undergoing site grading works. And to the south is a plantation, Caledon Trailway Path, and a rail line. Our property is approximately 12.3 hectares in size, or about 30 acres, and has been used for agricultural purposes with various cash crops grown over the years. A headwater drainage feature traverses the eastern portion of the site. This is an ephemeral swale that is dry for most of the year. And on the western portion of the site is a woodlot, and it makes up it's part of a larger contiguous woodlot. Our applications are subject to a number of planning policies. The site is designated Palgrave Estate Residential Community in the Oak Ridges Marine Conservation Plan and Region Appeal Official Plan. The site is designated Policy Area 3 and 4 of the Palgrave Estate Residential Community in the Town of Caledon Official Plan. The majority of the site is in Policy Area 3, which permits estate residential housing. The Policy Area 4 also has an Environmental Zone 1 overlay, which applies to the existing woodlot on the western portion of the site. The property is also zoned A2 Oak Ridges Moraine and EPA2 Oak Ridges Moraine. The A2 is for the agricultural portion, the EPA2 is for the woodlot. A zoning bylaw amendment is required to permit estate residential housing. We are proposing a RE residential estate zone for the residential lots. Each lot will have a structural envelope where all proposed works, such as grading, the dwelling, driveway, and septic systems will be built within. An EPA 1404 environmental protection zone is proposed along the eastern portion of the property for a pair of open space blocks where the drainage feature runs through. And the existing EPA 2 ORM zone is proposed to be retained for the woodlot. In addition, a natural area is proposed outside of each of the structural envelopes, which will have a conservation easement applied to protect environmentally protected lands as well into perpetuity. Our draft plan of subdivision proposes 8 residential lots ranging in size from 0.62 hectares to 1.73 hectares. The lots are accessed via a new municipal road extending west from Mount Pleasant Road. 2 open space blocks are proposed along the course of the drainage feature. 1 environmental protection block is also proposed for the woodlot on the western portion of the property. Over 4 hectares of land is also proposed to be reforested and protected. In accordance with the Town of Caledon official plan, this allows us 1 bonus lot over the permitted density, which has been identified on this plan as lot number 8. And finally, 1 block is provided for a future road connection north to McGuire Trail, should the property to the north ever become developed in the future. Within our development, we have prepared this conceptual site plan, which identifies where all the proposed roads, driveways, all the grading, all the septic locations will be built on each lot. We've also shown the 30-meter vegetation protection zone from the existing woodlot to the west and to the south. Our proposed road will have a 22-meter right-of-way, which will also feature bioswales in the boulevards to collect overland flows and stormwater. We're also proposing to mitigate potential flooding along the drainage feature by building some grass-lined channels, as well as proposing a pair of new culverts underneath Mount Pleasant Road to facilitate flow of water through the site. And each lot will be serviced by municipal water that is currently has been constructed or been installed on Mount Pleasant Road, and each lot will also have private septic systems. Our development proposal included a number of supporting documentation and studies, which have been submitted to the town and available for review. And that concludes my presentation, and I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mark. Are there any questions from the people, from members of public this evening? And seeing none, Councillor Innes.
Thank you. One of the common complaints that we get is the noise from the train and the constant request for a whistle sensation, which we don't often agree to do. Has there been any thought given to A, notifying the potential purchasers of this home that they are next to the CP rail line, and B, is there any mitigation for the noise?
Through you, Mr. Chair, there is no proposed mitigation. We did have a noise impact study completed and that was submitted. And because of the distance from the rail line, our consultant determined that there would be no impacts to the proposed development. And often with subdivisions, they are put into the purchase and sale agreement. It might be a condition of draft plan approval that warning clauses be added to those purchase and sale agreements so that future residents know that when they're purchasing the property.
I see staff nodding their heads behind you, so thank you very much.
Thank you. And seeing no further questions from the committee, thank you for your presentation. And we'll close the public portion meeting of this evening. Thank you for taking interest in your community. We can stop for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to continue on with the rest of the business if you don't want to stick around. The next item on the agenda was held by Councillor Sinclair, and that's staff report 219-36, proposed townwide zoning bylaw amendment to permit cannabis production facilities. That in accordance, and I'll need a mover and seconder, that in accordance with section 3517 of the Planning Act, no further notice is required to be provided on the proposed bylaw. And that the bylaw attached as Section A to Staff Report 36-2019 be enacted to amend Comprehensive Zoning Bylaw 2006-50 as amended to permit and regulate cannabis production facilities in Prestige Industrial, MP, and Service Industrial, MS zones within the town of Caledon by deleting and adding and amending definitions and general provisions to reflect new legislation and requirements, and changing the permitted uses in the A2-595 zone to permit cannabis production facilities rather than medical marijuana facilities. So staff report 2019-51 to, that's where it is. So I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Early and Councillor Kern seconded. And Councillor Sinclair asked for it to be held.
Thank you. I guess the two things about this that concern me is the focus on medical marijuana production facilities and their prohibition from agricultural areas. And there doesn't seem to be a recognition of production of cannabis as a field crop, the same as corn or soybeans or hay. And when I look at the list of activities that each license for the authorization of cannabis, they all seem to cover, or most of them, farming, which in possessing cannabis, obtaining dried or fresh cannabis plants by propagating, selling and distributing dried or fresh cannabis, and selling, distributing, sending and delivering cannabis products, and conducting ancillary activities such as drying, trimming, and milling. Well, farmers do this to field crops all the time. It's normal farming practice. And we seem to have a buried somewhere in ancient English law, there's some idea that if you don't specifically permit an activity, then it's automatically prohibited. And I followed along Peel Federation of Agriculture for quite a long time, and agriculture really does need, in order to survive, a great deal of diversity and flexibility in crops as possible in order to survive for themselves. And I think cannabis may become, because it's legal now, a valuable export commodity for Canada in terms of oils and seeds. And I guess the concern seems to be with staff that to confuse it with large industrial buildings with basically horticultural growth of cannabis inside. And I have a real concern that we're fettering agriculture by not recognizing the use of cannabis as a agricultural crop outdoors. And in that regard, I wish to amend the recommended motion on that's at the front of the report. And there's two clauses there. I'd like to add three more. And how do you want me to deal with that,
Chairman? Do you have them there, Ian, or I will read them? I got them here, Ian, so I will read these three additional clauses.
All right.
And that the following paragraphs be added. That cannabis be considered, and I will need a seconder, Ian will be the mover, that cannabis will be considered an agricultural crop in the town of Caledon along with other field crops, not requiring any special land use permissions under the Planning Act, that on-farm cannabis production facilities along with all other agricultural processing facilities such as storage, dryers, grinders, and shipping, etc., not require any special land use permissions under the Planning Act or Development Charges Act, and that on-farm growing and processing facilities not require site plan control under Section 41 of the Planning Act. I don't need a seconder. This is an amendment to the original motion. So you take the paragraphs adding to the, yes, it's adding to the current motion. And if I have a seconder, we can debate just Ian's portion of it. Councillor Downey was seconding it. And any questions or desire to debate? Councillor Early?
Yeah, thanks. So the motion as it was originally was to just lose recreation and lose medical and just create the word cannabis, right, for the purposes of the building. And now we're adding the farm piece, which is good, but I actually would like to perhaps ask Mr. Galloway, are we, you know, we still have to abide by the legalities of federal and provincial. It's not that we can just start planting cannabis in the field and shipping it. So I just want to make sure we're all clear about that we're, this is being written in the way that we are adding, that we are adding all the legality pieces to it.
Mr. Galloway, do you want to talk about the legalities of marijuana?
Yes, well, I thought you were turning to me because you thought I was an expert in cannabis, right? So, yes. Okay. I think you have to take into consideration a couple things. First of all, that the regulation of the production of cannabis has been widely talked about over the last year or two, actually probably even a little bit more, as it relates to the regulations that are at play that are solely federally jurisdicted. The federal jurisdiction, that is the only level of government that has really at the end of the day any say on the production, where, when, and how. They are the decision makers. When we, as far as a local municipality is concerned, there obviously has been a lot of discussion as it relates to what truly is our role at the end of the day, and if you really drill down what our role is, it is one of zoning, right? Where can it be located? Where can that type of production or zoning be allocated within an official plan, within the guiding documents of the municipality? So I would just caution council when it comes to the actual production and some of the more finer details of what production entails, we're not a decision maker, nor can we decide if, for argument's sake, part of the resolution or the draft resolution is that that on-farm cannabis processing facilities along all other agricultural processing facilities such as storage, dryers, grinding, shipping, etc. We don't have jurisdiction to make those decisions. So even though I certainly am not a lawyer by trade, and nor do I wish to be, and I am, even though popular belief is that I am the expert in cannabis, I certainly am not an expert in either of those fields, but would give you the advice that dabbling or trying to fit certain operational pieces of the cannabis legislation and production of it into a localized solution is not going to fit, because we're not the decision maker.
Thanks, and that's why I'm not comfortable with the amendments as they're read. While I see in the future that there may be a possibility of being able to rezone, you know, as this grows, right now we're reading this as if it's any old crop, and unfortunately it's a different crop, and it has to be handled as a different crop, and this would really concern me that we would have people in the community feeling that they can now at random start producing and cultivating, and that would concern me the most is the optics on this amendment. That's my comments. Thank you.
Oh, Ms. Tollett?
So through you, Chair DeBoer, so just to be clear, the Second Amendment really should be dealt with as part of the DC review. And also currently it's allowed cannabis growing, and the way this is worded is it would be allowed in its current use, industrial areas for zoning. If it was to be permitted on an agricultural, it's an official plan amendment and a rezoning. So the official plan actually speaks to this, because when we brought this back to council, when we were talking about medical marijuana, it was decided that because of the other restrictions required for cannabis or marijuana growing in agricultural properties, you would want a more transparent process. So because it needs additional water, it needs security, it needs other studies that would be required, not as simple as any crop. So that's why it was asked as staff to add it as official plan amendment and rezoning going forward. So I don't think the way this is structured, it would allow us to proceed.
Okay. Councillor Innes?
Thank you, Chair DeBoer. Even to grow hemp, you have to have a license in Canada. So I get where Councillor St. Clair is coming from and trying to permit diversified uses on farms and to support them. I think that this is so heavily regulated by the federal government at this point in time that this is taking it a step further. The intentions of the report that's before us is just to clean it, because it's now been legalized. And we're not dealing with just medical marijuana anymore, medicinal marijuana facilities. Now we're dealing with cannabis facilities, which we have to account for So I can't support the amendment being brought forward now. I understand the intentions behind it, Councillor Sinclair, and where you're coming from, but at this point in the time, I think you're getting a little bit far ahead, and that's something that we should be discussing perhaps when we're doing our official plan review.
Councillor Kiernan? Kiernan?
Thank you. Through you, Councillor DeBoer. I couldn't agree more. I think this is premature. First of all, this bylaw is only speaking to indoor facilities in industrial prestige and other industrial zones. Is that correct, Ms. Tollett?
Yep.
Are you, Rob?
Through your chair. That is correct, yeah. This bylaw is prescribing that it continue to be indoor as the original bylaw had envisioned. There are impacts of such. There's reasonings as to why staff are recommending that. So we're being consistent with that.
Which I would support. But so I don't see how this amends that bylaw when it's only speaking, how these proposed amendments speak to that. And I think it's premature as well. If we want to bring this forward to the official plan and change the official plan with regards to this, you know, we better make sure that we include caveats of, adherence to federal rules and regulations, because the way this is worded is very open, and far as I'm concerned, it leaves us very, very open to problems. So I'm sorry, I can't support these either.
Okay, Councillor Sinclair.
Yeah, I'm rather mystified by the idea that we can't get involved in where cannabis is grown in the town of Caledon when the actual purpose of this report is to do precisely that, to limit to industrial buildings in prestige industrial and service industrial. And what I see the report doing is essentially prohibiting the field growing of cannabis in Caledon. And to create such a huge mountain of paperwork and process, they have to do a full official plan amendment and rezoning to grow a field of cannabis. And I guess I don't see where the jurisdiction of the town is getting involved in the growing of a crop. In order to grow a crop in the field, a farmer is going to have to obtain a license from Health Canada and comply with those restrictions on security and fencing or whatever is required. So I don't see this as stepping into federal jurisdiction at all. In fact, this is actually recognizing our role under the Planning Act. So what I'm saying here is cannabis be considered as a field crop. And, you know, processing facilities are common activities on farming anyway. And those processing facilities, if involved in cannabis, have to comply with the license. And that site plan control is way out there. You don't require site plan controls for a silo or a weigh scale, or a barn. So I'm not quite confused with the idea of prematurity. This is all within our jurisdiction under the Planning Act to deal with. And I think we really should be on the side of agriculture looking for the most flexibility there. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And no further questions. I did one comment, and that is that through discussions with the Peel Federation, there was a request to consider finding a way to permit small-scale microcultivation, which is one of the varieties that are shown there. It's about an acre production on agricultural lands. I think that as a community, we do need to talk about it and continue to discuss the appropriateness of it, and that it would be outdoor production. And I think outdoor production, as Councillor Sinclair says, is different than indoor production, which is what the bylaw talks about. So I will call the question on the amendment. Do I need to read it again? It's right there. All in favor of the amendment as presented? All opposed? The amendment fails. So back down to the main motion. Do I need to read it again? And I will talk. All in favor? Did I have a mover and second? Okay. All in favor? Show of hands. All opposed? One carried. The next item is the motion, reduction of engineering securities for industrial commercial development. Whereas the entire town of Caledon is subject, I'll need a seconder, or it's moved by Councillor Groves. Whereas the entire town of Caledon is subject to site plan control in accordance with provisions of bylaw 2013-083. And whereas through the approval of site plan applications, the town receives securities to ensure works are undertaken on lands as per the approved plans in accordance with the applicable town standards and requirements, and to ensure development occurs in a timely manner. And whereas the town site plan manual requires industrial and commercial developments, the receipt of 100% of landscape and engineering securities determined through the cost estimates as provided by the applicant and independent of any municipal work. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town site plan manual be amended to require the receipt of 50% landscape and engineering securities for industrial and commercial developments determined through cost estimates as provided by the applicant and independent of any municipal works. And we do have an amendment, so I'll need a seconder for that. Councillor Kernan. And Councillor Groves, you do have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the reason that I brought this forward is because I think it's in 2015, the council at the day, I think we went from 25% to 100% in the LCs. Now, in speaking to a lot of the industrial applicants, developers, it's really becoming a hindrance for them to do business because it's going from 25% to 100% is very difficult for them. And the idea is really to encourage more industrial commercial development. We spoke earlier about our tax base and sort of bringing it up from where it currently sits, which is, I think, about 17%, up to a higher percentage so that the taxes are not so much on the residential side and the burden is on the residential side. Anyway, in saying that, I did have a conversation with staff. There are some options I think that staff wants to have a look at. I'm happy to, I don't know how we do this, if we refer it back to staff or what we do.
But we do have amendment here proposed. I'll read it.
Okay.
And you can tell me, so it will be moved by Councillor Groves.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it first. That the last paragraph be deleted and replaced with that staff report back with options to reduce the required landscape and engineering securities for commercial and industrial development.
Right. So can we put a timeline on it, say a month? I think staff would be okay with a month.
1 month. So in May 2019? May 2019. Report back May 2019.
Yes.
So moved by Councillor Groves, seconded by Councillor Early. I will ask for a vote for the amendment. So all in favor of the amendment? All opposed? That's carried. And the main motion, moved by Councillor Groves and seconded by Councillor Kiernan?
As amended.
As amended?
Oh, as amended.
As amended. Yeah. All in favor? Carried. Now we do move to an in-camera. I'll need a motion to move in-camera. Councillor Groves, Councillor Downey, that the following motion is required to go into council, that council shall move into confidential session under Section 239 of the Municipal Act for purposes of a confidential staff report 2019 litigation, including matters before the ministerial tribunals affecting the municipality 17923 Shaw's Creek, Pinckney House proposed settlement heritage designation, and that was moved by Councillor Downey and Councillor Groves and Councillor Downey seconded. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Confidential staff report 2019-16 litigation, including matters before an administrative tribunal affecting the municipality, 17-923 Shaw's Creek, Pinckney House Proposed Settlement Heritage District, that the mayor and the town clerk be authorized to execute a heritage conservation agreement for 17-923 Shaw's Creek Road, the Pinckney property, and such other documents as may be necessary in accordance with the terms outlined in the Confidential Staff Report 2019-16 in the event of a settlement of the appeal to the Conservation Review Board, CRB case number 1620, of the notice of intent to designate the Pinckney property by Lafarge Canada Inc., Lafarge, and the appeal. In the event a settlement of the appeal, staff bring forward a designated bylaw in accordance with the terms outlined in the Confidential Staff Report 2019-16. That in the event a settlement is not reached, the staff be directed to attend the CRB in support of Council's position to designate the Pinckney property for reasons set out in the staff report 2016-98 on the instructions of the manager of policy and sustainability. Moved by, it's Councillor Sinclair and Councillor Kernan second. Any discussion? All in favor? Carried. And this, and there's no correspondence, nope. And this concludes the meeting for this evening. Thank you.